again, everybody. Welcome back to the Present Truth Parents podcast, where the goal is to make connections with other Adventist parents, preparing little hearts for heaven. And today I am back with a piece that is on the presenttruthparents.wordpress.com blog, written originally in July of 2019. So a little bit of background. When I was postpartum with my first child, I didn't recognize that I was dealing with postpartum anxiety and even postpartum rage. I started going to group therapy sessions, which were incredibly beneficial, and ultimately started having one-on-one sessions with a mental health coach that I found through the Abide Network. So this piece that I wrote back in July 2019 was kind of in the midst of me dealing with the postpartum anxiety. A little bit of more background. I had therapy before when I was a teenager, and I remember the therapist then saying that I most likely dealt with anxiety, but becoming a mother was just a completely other plane, completely other level. Like it just intensified in other ways, in different ways. So I'm going to be reading that piece now. The title is called Strength for Today. I'm a little bit weepy. Not quite tears streaming down my face weepy, but teary and watery-eyed weepy. I'm sure I could list all the things that possibly could be making me feel this way, but I know one thing's for sure. I'm still scared. Scared of the external, the outside world. Scared of the internal, my own thoughts. I was listening to a podcast where a mom was talking about her postpartum anxiety, and she was echoing my exact feelings. She knows exactly how I felt, how I feel, about being afraid, about expecting tragedy, about getting locked in a certain way of thinking, wrapped up in worry. I've yet to hear her strategies for coping, but I know what some of mine are. Writing, music, watching something lighthearted, reading a devotional about God's love. Today, I prayed to God for safety I don't know how many times. Safety walking to my car, getting in my car, driving to the store while we're at the store. You get the picture. Heading to my car after grocery shopping, a young woman was driving into the parking lot where I was parked, and she was a bit erratic. She drove up, parked her car, and just started screaming, cussing, and yelling. I thought she had gotten into an altercation with someone she was with, but she was alone. Of course, I froze. I was scared. She parked right next to me. In the back seat was my infant. Thankfully, the young employee who was helping me load groceries into my car was kind enough to stay with me until the young woman got out of her car and stormed into the grocery store, nearly getting hit by a car that was backing up. I was ready to bust out of there. But then I looked at my driver's side door and I see a lot of glow tracts, these tiny little pamphlets filled with spiritual truths and little nuggets of heart. My car is stocked with them for moments like these, when there seems to be a person in need of an encouraging thought. So, I quickly reached down for one in my side panel and grabbed it. It was titled, Someone Cares for You. Under my breath, I prayed, Oh Lord, I'm scared to get out of my car right now. I'm not only scared of her behavior, but just of other people seeing me put something on someone else's car. But even though I'm scared, I really need your strength right now to just do it. So I got out of my car and I quickly placed the tract under her windshield wiper. Then I bolted back inside my car and again said a prayer for safety. For us, for the people inside the store, for her. After arriving home, I was admittedly a little bit rattled. It doesn't take much for somebody dealing with postpartum anxiety to be rattled. Now, back to the coping mechanisms. After unloading the groceries, I decided to read my devotional while nursing my baby. And I read this. He who constantly depends upon God through simple trust and prayerful confidence will be surrounded by the angels of heaven. He who lives by faith in Christ will be strengthened and upheld, able to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold upon eternal life. That was from the devotional by Ellen G. White titled Our Father Cares from the June 2nd entry. After reading that, I felt a sense of peace and encouragement, like warmth spreading over a shivering body. Knowing that trust in God and praying to Him surrounds me with angels, reading that living by faith will strengthen and uphold me, that's beautiful. And I'm glad I decided to read it when I did. I needed that reminder. Strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. But then again, I'm plagued with the worries that something is going to happen. Just today, sitting at potluck after the church service, I didn't expect the conversation I had with a church member to happen the way it did. He shared with me an incredibly sad event that had taken place in his life. It's one of those things that the scenarios that I play in my head, that's what gives me anxiety and why I'm unable to take certain risks or let my kids out of my sight. So naturally, this story struck a chord with me. And even though I can see the tears welling up in his eyes, he was still able to give me the kind of encouragement that I just read from Our Father Cares. To live a life of faith, to keep our eyes on God, and to trust, because He has our best interest in mind, to just keep our eyes on Him and keep looking up. I want to say that this is going to be me. I want to say that I would be able to do that. But I feel like I can't. What I do know is we do get strength for today. We do have bright hope for tomorrow. I know sometimes that doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But I pray for that peace that endures. I pray that for all of us. All right. Thank you again, everybody. And I will come back recording with something. I'm probably going to share some of the poetry that I've shared on the Present Truth Parents Instagram. And all right. I will talk to you then.